talking about one of the top stories in the Rocky Mountain Outlook this week, and this is regarding EMS.
This is a bit of a complicated story, has some history, but I think most people remember that at one point in time, the municipality was in charge of ambulances, and all municipalities in the province were in charge of ambulances. And then the province, rightfully so, stepped up and said, this is part of healthcare services, and Alberta Health Services should not only govern it, but pay for it as well. At that point in time, Canmore had an integrated fire EMS department. It worked quite well, but when AHS took over, their demands for the ambulances didn't work with that integrated system. So Canmore said, you know what, we're done. It's yours. But when that happened, there was some concern because Canmore's policy was we always have one ambulance in town. AHS's policy is to use those resources regionally. Council at the time decided that our fire department, full of experienced trained paramedics, could respond when they're needed in a medical situation at a higher level of care, which is when we get into these terms in my story called advanced life support and basic life support. And they decided they'd do a 3-year pilot where that advanced level would be kept. It's gone well. Out of over 2,000 911 calls for EMS in 3 years, there's only been 6 times where advanced life support skills were used. 82% of the time, Canmore's fire department is ALS capable. That means that they do have those experienced paramedics on staff to respond. And the recommendation from AHS and the fire department to council this week was to keep that. It's only costing $7,000 a year more. The political concern is duplication.
You know, at the end of the day, you know, if someone responds to an emergency and they're able to provide a multitude of skills and tools to somebody who might be in whatever situation, I think that's a good thing for everybody.
If you had an experienced paramedic responding as a firefighter and not capable of helping someone who they could have helped, those are the situations you want to avoid. Yeah. But we are the only standalone fire department in the entire province that has this higher level of response. And
I think that's awesome.
And what I see this as is a possibility of other places moving towards this, but we need the province and Alberta Health Services to recognize that this is something they should also pay us for.
We've got a new government. Maybe we should give them a ring-a-ding.